This is Mac DeMarco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, the Chablis.
Folk Roots Radio, I'm Jan Hall. All the best in folk roots Americana, singer-songwriters and blues, and artist interviews. On Folk Roots Radio, as we love to say every week, we're all about the music and the people that make it. Now coming up, we have a great interview for you, and one we are sharing again, but for a very sad reason. Because we lost Richard LaViolette recently. You may not know the name, but he was very well known in the Guelph community. And he was such a wonderful songwriter. And one who in life, I don't think, ever got anywhere near the exposure he deserved. As an individual, he was not just a great guy. You couldn't help but be inspired by him. But he put up with more health challenges than any of us should ever have to deal with in a lifetime. And dealt with them he did, with humor and at least, from the outside, a degree of acceptance for what is. Something we should all take a lesson from. And I'm including myself in that statement. A truly great songwriter, I'm pleased to share an interview I recorded with Richard in 2017, at the time of the release of his wonderful album, Taking the Long Way Home, which became one of my favorite albums of that year. Now, I know I recorded it, but it is really a great interview. I hope you'll stay with us to check it out. And as always, we wrap up the rest of the episode with more of the latest new releases. And we're starting off this way. New music from acclaimed Scottish-Canadian singer-songwriter David Francy. From his new album, The Breath Between, this is a song David Francy wrote after the loss of the great John Prine. This is This Morning. And under the circumstances, it's a rather appropriate song to kick this episode off. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
This morning, the sky was gray. Started out lonesome and stayed that way. Good heart, I know, off a long way away. Fell silent without a sound. That's the way that the world goes round. And it's one for a penny, two for the show. Everyone's waiting, how much I know. In a bar in heaven where the angels go. This morning my world was blue. Rattled around and I thought about you. I thought of my friends and my family too. And my heart broke without a sound. That's the way that the world goes round. And it's one for a penny, two for the show. Everyone's waiting, that much I know. In a bar up in heaven where the angels go. Beginning to end, well, the hearts break without a sound. That's the way that the world goes round. And it's one for a penny and two for the show. Everyone's waiting, how much I know. in a bar up in heaven where the angels go. This morning the sky was gray. Started out lonesome and stayed that way. A good heart I know off a long way away. Fell silent without a sound. That's the way that the world goes round.
Hangs on your wall. stranger taking me home. I am a psalter, an old hymnal, collecting dust in a pew just out of view. And I am the darkness blinding my road. I am a judge at the end of my road. I am the punchline of a borderline joke, making everybody cringe, pack their bags home.
What the future will hold for you and me. What'll be the that can't stand still. Long gone that still live in my mind. I can't hold on, I can't let go. Nothing lasts and nothing ever will. Time can do almost anything, but it can't stand still. Time can get lost, time can get found. It won't turn around and it won't back down. But it can't stand still. Time can do almost anything, but it can't stand still. Time can do almost anything, but it can't stand still.
This is Karen Morand, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio with my friend, Jan Hall.
Welcome back to Folk Roots Radio. You just listened to Ontario's John and Sheila Ludgate with Time Can't Stand Still from their 8th album, The Kitchen Sessions, which, as you can guess, they recorded at home. Before that, Rachel Hickey with High, a song that Rachel describes as a musical voyage of self-discovery and finding out who you really are. That's the first single from Rachel's forthcoming debut album, The Eve of St. Agnes. We also squeezed in Eliza Gilkison with True North from her latest album, Home, which focuses on an appreciation for home, hearth, and family as a safe harbour and a place to ground yourself during challenging times. And in the background, it's Chris Cool on banjo, John Showman on fiddle, and Max Malone on stand-up bass as acoustic power trio, the Lonesome Ace String Band, with two tunes, Crossing the Junction and Deer River, from their latest album, Try to Make It Fly, which has a wonderful live feel and really sounds excellent. We'll definitely dig into it again in a future episode. And now, it's time for our interview with Richard LaViolette, who we sadly lost recently, and one we recorded in 2017, at the time of the release of Richard's critically acclaimed album, Taking the Long Way Home. But before we get to the conversation from Taking the Long Way Home, this is Grey Rain. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Enjoy.
Probably streets are calling me home.
That's Richard Laviolette with Grey Rain from his latest recording, Taking the Long Way Home, an album that's all about remaining resilient in the face of life's challenges, whether they relate to personal issues, family or health, whatever, basically. Everything we all deal with every day. And it's also an album that emphasizes how much it helps to take the daily ups and downs with as much of a sense of humor as you can manage. With some lovely warm production from Andy McGoffin from the House of Miracles and some really talented roots players who know how to play with a light touch, it's a joy to listen to. And Richard Laviolette is our special guest on this episode of Folk Roots Radio. We caught up with Richard at home in Guelph. How are you doing, Richard?
I'm doing lovely.
I love this album. I absolutely love it. From the first time I put it on, I had a smile on my face when I was listening to the first track. I don't know if it's that country roots flavor. We're going to dig into that in the next few moments. But there is just something fantastic about it. I think it's the fourth full length you've produced. But my impression about you is you're pretty prolific as a songwriter. You're not afraid to mix it up. Tell us a little bit about where you wanted to go with this album.
I was obviously interested in making another country album. The last one, as you may know, that I put out was in 2009, All of Your Raw Materials, and was certainly interested in heading down that road again. My initial idea was to write a batch of songs that I could potentially record with my father, Daryl Laviolette. So when I started thinking about themes, ones that came to mind were ones that would be kind of like appropriate songs to sing with him and perform with him, just about home and relationships. And that didn't end up working out. He was caring for my mom at the time. So I kind of went on and continued to gather a band for that. And this is kind of what came of it, and was inspired with the last country album, All of Your Raw Materials, to go back to Andy McGoffin, and studio now is in Cambridge, and gathered a couple of musicians from the last album and a few new ones as well. It kind of felt like a natural path to come back to country music again at this point in my life.
You find it very easy to write songs about difficult issues. I know you've faced your own challenges. Do you think that's important when you're writing songs to be completely open and authentic in what you're writing about?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is for me, and I think I've kind of struggled over the past while in terms of my time writing songs. If it hasn't been something that has directly impacted me or something that is kind of based on like an experience of mine, I've found it to be very difficult to find a way that is like appropriate to write about it. So I think ultimately I've always come back to just thinking about things in my own life that are either bring me joy and love or bring me conflict and strife, and try and address that in a song and translate that into words.
But there's a lot of warmth on this album as well. I mean, it's to me, it says to me, you know, life is hard. It has its challenges, but there's beauty in everything, and even the challenging days have beauty. Was that something that you wanted to try and transmit to people?
Yeah, I wanted this. And again, I don't. Sometimes I'm like, is that just where I go when I'm like writing country songs? But I think I wanted it to be mostly like a celebration and honor those people in my life who raised me and kind of provided a foundation for me to grow from and start from.
Has your father been a big influence on your life musically?
Yeah, both my parents, my mom and my dad, were very, very musical people. They played country and gospel music and would often kind of play throughout the community at home as well as at family gatherings. Our family would often go to different music, just kind of small music festivals, either more formal or like official or unofficial. Like sometimes they would just be like at someone's farm where people would just like camp out in their field for the weekend, and they would set up a stage in the garage or something like that and have a pig roast or something.
And going into this thinking that, you know, you're going to make a country album, it seems like it's a way of, you know, talking about the life's challenges without necessarily dwelling on them. Does that immediately make you feel different about the way that you, you know, start to think about the songs?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think as I get older too, particularly in country music, I think I try to address the thing that is a challenge in my life, or but then also offer like a remedy for how I kind of surpass that or rise above that in my life.
So we started off with the track Grey Rain. It's a great track from the album, obviously. A song that's fairly easy to understand, but I wanted to move on to another song we're going to play just now, and that's Someone to Tell My Story When I'm Gone, which immediately connected to me. And I think that a lot of that is the fact that it's getting back to